From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm James Hattori, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us, as he always does on Sunday, Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, James.
I'm sitting in for Leanne, and last week I heard her say, take it easy on James because he's not done this before, so I expect you to follow through on that promise.
It's an easy puzzle today.
Oh, good.
Your hands don't have to sweat. It's going to be easy.
And you had a speaking engagement, I understand. You just got home a little while ago?
That's right. I spoke to the Cuyahoga County Public Library in Ohio, and our friends from WCPN in Cleveland were there. And I'll tell you the coolest thing. I'm crazy about table tennis, and there's a table tennis club in Cleveland. I got there at 10 o'clock. They kept the club open for me late at night, and I played there till 1 o'clock.
Wow. Now, when you make these speeches, do you have, like, groupies show up and, you know, have you assign stuff and give you a little tips or questions?
There are puzzle people everywhere, and it was just a great, smart crowd there. We had a lot of fun. I talked a little while about crosswords, and then I did audience participation word games.
Terrific. Well, listen, let's get started. Remind us of the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, I said, name something a football player wears in 8 letters. Rearrange this into 2 4-letter words associated with a fraud or charlatan. What words are these?
Yeah, I worked on this a little bit, and I got half the answer before I got distracted, but the answers are?
The football player wears a face mask. You can rearrange that to make scam and fake.
Ah, I got the fake. I didn't quite get the scam before I had to go do something else. We had over 1,400 entries from people who tried to solve that puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Mariano Hinojosa from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who is on the line with us. Hi, Mariano.
Hey, hello again, James.
Yeah, you say hello again because it turns out we have met before.
Right. You're in Hurricane Andrew, right in the aftermath in Iberia, Louisiana.
I was a reporter for a network back then, and you were trying to show me what was going on in the aftermath there, right?
Yes, I was in uniform at the time.
Well, it's a small world, isn't it?
Surely.
And what do you do there in Baton Rouge?
I'm a consultant with the oil and gas industry, and I'm also very active with the Presbyterian Curcio movement.
Great. And how long have you been doing the puzzle?
At least 15 years.
Wow. So are you ready to play?
Sure.
All right. Will, say hi to Mariano.
Mariano and James, every answer today is the name of a famous writer. I'm going to give you rhymes for the first and last names. You name the writers. For example, if I said wet start, you would say Bret Hart. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Number one is dark stain.
Dark?
Stain, like you have a dark stain on your rug. And the first name will rhyme with dark. And the writer's last name will rhyme with stain.
Popular writer, right?
From the 19th century. It's one everybody knows. He wrote Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry
Mark
Finn.
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain is right. Number two is Mormon Sailor.
Norman Mailer.
Norman Mailer, good.
All right.
Plain Boston.
Jane Austen.
Good. Dame's Voice, D-A-M-E apostrophe S. Voice, V-O-I-C-E.
James Joyce is what it sounds like.
James Joyce is the answer. Good. Villain Promise.
Dylan Thomas.
Dylan Thomas is right.
All right.
Okay, try this one. Sharper Key.
Harper Lee.
Harper Lee, good. Villa Blather. First name is V-I-L-L-A. Last name is B-L-A-T-H-E. Willa Cather, good. Tall Fellow.
Saul Bellow.
Saul Bellow, good. Jan Beaver.
I can think of a baseball player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
I don't know.
Go ahead, James.
Well, no, I'm thinking of Tom Seaver, the baseball player.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. That almost works. I'll just tell you, it's John Cheever.
John Cheever, that's right.
John Cheever. Try this one. Tan Mice. First name is T-A-N. Last name is Mice, M-I-C-E, is the rodents.
Oh,
Anne Rice.
Anne Rice, good one. Try this one. Cycle Titan. C-Y-C-L-E, T-I-T-A-N.
Yeah. Why do I want to say Michael Crichton?
Yep.
Michael, that's why you want to say it. That's the answer. And here's your last one. Mule's Turn, M-U-L-E-S-T-U-R-N.
Mule Turn.
Yeah, plural though, M-U-L-E-S.
Mules. No, Jules Verne.
All right.
Jules Verne. Good job.
Well, Mariano, that was great.
Thank you.
For playing our puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, plus the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. This is going to be a big box of stuff. And the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Mariano, tell us which member station you listen to.
WRKF in Baton Rouge.
Okay, and keep on listening. Mariano Hinojosa from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, thank you so much for playing the puzzle with us. Nice to talk with you again.
Yes, same here, James.
All right, take
care. Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Now, Will, what's the challenge for next week? That wasn't so painful, by the way.
Thanks a lot. Well, this week's challenge comes from our old pal, Merle Regal. Take the word underachievement, change one letter in it, and rearrange the result to name a famous actress, first and last name. Who is it? So again, the word is underachievement. Change one letter, rearrange the result to name a famous actress, first and last name. What actress is it?
When you have the answer to that question, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Remember, only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks so much for being here again.
Thanks, James.